never let up. I make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write a word so sweet. It's gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. That's a performance of I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter by jazz and R&B singer Jane L. Powell. With a five-octave vocal range and playful personality, she's both an outstanding singer and an all-around entertainer who creates a strong rapport with her audiences. The Roanoke, Virginia singer is in Sioux Falls on Friday evening for a performance at the Washington Pavilion. And she joins us on the line. And Jane Powell, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Wow, and it's live too, isn't it?
Yes, this is live.
Hey, do you still have those little buttons that you press in case I say something wrong?
Yeah, we'll put our engineer on notice here. So,
just kidding.
Well, are you coming to South Dakota as part of a tour?
Yes, I am, and I'm just looking so forward to it.
Have you been?
Pause.
Have you been to South Dakota before?
Never before.
So this is something new for you.
Yeah, it is. And it's pretty cold there, huh?
It's been cold. It warmed up. It looks like it's going to get cold again, but still colder than Virginia.
Well, I'm going to warm it up when I get there.
Well, you talk about warming it up. You have this very entertaining stage presence and this rapport with the audience that I've mentioned. Is this something that comes naturally out of your personality, or was it something that just developed through experience?
Both to that answer. For years, I had a lot of things to say and to sing about, but I had to shed my shyness. And once I shedded that shyness, all of a sudden I blossomed. And I was able to talk to people. I was able to sing out rather than singing for my family. And then my mother says, I keep hearing about you at work. She says, maybe I need to come to your show and see you. I said, I think you better. And when she came, she was shocked. She knew I was a singer, but she didn't realize that I was a talker as well. But life has been really good for me as a singer. And I've been able to make a very decent living. I'm not what you call famous, but I make a living at it, a good living at it.
You mentioned losing your shyness. How did that happen? Was again just being on stage and just was it something you had to work at?
I can tell you the exact moment that it happened. I was in Norfolk, Virginia, singing to the sailors at one of the clubs. And I remember I was singing this pretty song. The song was Feelings. And this guy hollers from the audience, rock and roll, rock and roll. And all of a sudden, it came out of my mouth. I said, shut up and sit down. And the owner of the club walked up to me. He says, I want every available date that you have. And I thought, wow, just because I told him to shut up, I said, well, I have something to sing and I want you to listen. I said, everybody else is listening. You're drunk, and so you're trying to harass me. And when I started telling the truth on stage, all of a sudden I had all these gigs, and I'm thinking, wow, I should have done that years ago. And that's when the very moment I can pinpoint that I shedded that shyness, because I actually let something come out of my mouth that I didn't really want to come out of my mouth. But I boiled over, and there it was.
So when you're on stage, you're an honest performer.
Yes, exactly. Now, I'm not going to tell anybody to shut up there. No, I'm not going to do that, because I doubt if they'll be acting like idiots like this guy was. But it is truly from my heart. And it's like, how to describe it, I will tell you, it's like getting the Holy Spirit. It's not going to be gospel music, but it's going to be music that you can feel, and you'll be able to feel it from me, my version of the song. I'll take to sit down and write myself a letter. I never sing it the same. It's whatever I'm feeling that night, and usually I'm feeling pretty darn good.
You've got a wide-ranging repertoire. There's the jazz standards like that one, R&B favorites, pop tunes, blues. I understand you even sing country music. How do you go about picking your songs?
All about lyrics. If the lyrics say something to me, then I can make that song my own. It makes no difference what type of music it is. It's going to come out probably sounding jazzy regardless of what I pick. But whatever I pick, I'm going to make it me. And I'm very fortunate to be able to pass my feeling on to the audience. And hopefully they will feel exactly what I'm feeling when I sing that song.
So no matter what song you're singing, no matter, you know, the genre, that it's just becomes a Jane Powell song because you're singing
exactly.
It?
Exactly. Just for years, agents tried to put me in a category, and they realized they weren't able to, and they had a hard time describing me. I said, because you can't describe me. I can't even describe myself. All I know is I do what I feel, and it has been coming out right.
Now you've got a big range. You can get really low and really high, five octaves. How much do you like to stretch your range?
That's a big claim, and I would say when I was younger, I had five octaves. But as my age got older, my voice got deeper and deeper. In fact, if you don't see me, sometimes you think you're talking to a man. And I get that all the time at the drive-thru windows. I'll place my order, and then I say, well, will there be anything else, sir? And I love to do my deep voice and say, no, thank you. Now, that sounds freaky, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you get those low notes like Sarah Vaughan did when she was a little bit older.
Yeah, and then when she was younger, Sarah, she was way up there. But I love the richness of her voice when she got older. And then the experience, like, even though my range is not what it used to be, I have the experience to put that song across more emotionally than I used to have when I was younger, because I've lived so much of life. But then who hasn't when they got my age?
I want to
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You try to put that experience in your singing.
Absolutely. I can sing with a cold and still put that song across. Makes no difference if I'm sick, if I get up on that stage, all of a sudden I'm better.
Well, I'm going to play a little bit from your performance of Summertime to give listeners a little more idea of what you sound like. This is music of Jane L. Powell.
Summertime. The living is easy. Fish are chubby, and the carp, it is high.
That's a little bit of Gershwin's Summertime, a performance from Jane L. Powell. She's with us on the phone, and she's performing in Sioux Falls Friday evening at the Washington Pavilion. Wonderful, just a small segment of Summertime. It's a longer performance there. Did you grow up singing?
Yes, my father was also an entertainer, and my mother used to send me on gigs with him to hear him perform, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. But like I said, in the days I was shy, but I'd do it on the side, and when company would come over, my parents would make me sing for the company and make my sister dance. So my family is just truly into music. And my mother is not a singer, but she has raised musicians, and we got nephews that are rappers and singers. And I told my mother one time when they were practicing down in the basement, the drums, my nephew was learning to play the drums. I said, does that drive you crazy? She said, that's like saying that you drive me crazy, Jane. I'm just used to it. So, I enjoyed that summertime, by the way. I don't usually listen to myself, but I really enjoyed that just now.
What do you hear then on the rare times when you actually hear a recording of yourself?
I don't hear. I'm thinking when I hear myself sing, I'm thinking, wow, I can't believe that's me. Because, like I said, it's kind of like I go in, not really a trance when I'm singing, but the feeling is so strong that you can't really put it into words, what you're feeling when you're singing. But I do know it goes across to everybody else. And when I sung Summertime just on what you just played, it felt good to me. But I might sing it on that night that I'm performing there, and I'm sure it's going to feel good to me, but it's a different good feeling each time I sing it.
In that performance of Summertime, leading up to that, there was a whole bit that we didn't include where you're interacting with the audience, you're being playful with the band. It sounds like when you're performing on a night like that, that everyone is there and having a good time. Like you're all a part of the experience.
Nothing is planned. It happens. And so far, it's good happenings. But we don't plan a thing. I know the first song I'm going to sing when I walk up on the stage. And then after that, the musicians have to be experienced enough to tolerate me and be able to play those songs. Now, I've got hundreds of songs that I know. And these same musicians, there are not that many musicians that can play for me, but they... I can pull those songs out and they'll holler, what key? Or they'll know the key. We start doing it. We start talking back and forth, planning the show as we go along. And the audience is a part of me planning that show.
So there's no set list or anything?
Oh, no, not a set list. And I love it if somebody will holler out in the audience, Jane, sing so-and-so-and-so. It's like sitting in my living room entertaining people. But there's definitely no set list, just the very first song.
Now, you've performed on cruise ships. Is this something that you're still doing?
21 years.
21 years.
For Norwegian Cruise Line. And then I was back and forth from the ships. When I was off the ships, I was at the Greenbrier Hotel in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, and I'm still doing that. But I'm one of the caregivers for my mother, and so it was time to come off and help take care of my mother. And so now I'm traveling, but not to the extent of staying 6 months at a time on a cruise ship where life is just kind of passing by. And so now I'm able to, like, I'll come there and spend the weekend, and then I'll come back and help look after mother, because my sister also helps look after her. And so I'm able to do my schedule where I can do both, sing and take care of mother.
Now, the audiences on cruise ships, I imagine that they're different compared to audiences in a more formal concert setting like the one on coming up on Friday night in Sioux Falls?
No.
No, they're not?
No. Mm-mm. Not different at all.
I was thinking that maybe...
I don't even care about the ages. Mm-hmm. Or it's going to be... It won't be... The audience is never different to me. I don't have bad nights or anything like that. They're all the same. I play from cruise ships. I even have songs out with my nephews. And so different types of audiences, that doesn't faze me. But I don't feel like it's any different, period.
I was thinking that maybe the audiences on a cruise ship, that maybe you would get to know some of these people personally since you're all there on the ship. Together?
No, because no. No.
No, okay.
I get to know the people, absolutely, but to me it doesn't feel any different, any type of audience than I perform for.
Now you mentioned your band. How do you find your musicians?
The musicians that work for me, mostly I can't even find in my hometown. Now, my cousin and my husband play for me. My husband's from St. Thomas. Found him years ago as a drummer. Now, my cousin Bernie, he's in the hospital right now. So we're bringing in a guy from Atlanta, Georgia, that will be playing bass for us. My favorite is Pork Chop. I call him Pork Chop. That's the piano player. He knows it all. He's played for Eartha Kitt. He's played for Gene Chandler, and he's been all over the place. So they got that experience, and I'm very fortunate to be able to have musicians that do that. And even when they can't play, I have like A bands, B bands, musicians that I can bring in at different times to perform with me.
Is it important, and I imagine it is, that you have musicians that you enjoy working with who inspire you?
Absolutely. Absolutely important. And it feels we feel good together on stage.
Well,
not many of them, but the ones that I do have, I'm very, very blessed.